Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey juggles the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Harrelson moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Hunt reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Mays moves to second. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is hit by the pitch. Mays moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bonds trying to get to home. Jones throws the ball into Grote who tags Bonds, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Shamsky reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shamsky moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonds bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lanier moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cranepool. Lanier scores. Bonds moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Mays reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. Hunt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Ron Taylor now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to second. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier bunts between the mound and first base. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. Davenport moves to third. Hyatt moves to second. one out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AJ. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and has McCovey trapped. There's the throw to Garrett and over to Charles, who tags McCovey for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to third. Davenport moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Davenport scores. Hyatt moves to third. It's 7-0, Giants. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Lanier moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Giants. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Nolan Ryan. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss scores. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Giants. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hyatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuntz covering, for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.